Those with teenagers in the house have most likely experienced the conflicts between the need for sleep and the need to wake up in time for school. As part of our education and health poll, we inquired about school start times. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Parents of teenagers, and I include myself in this group, face a lot of challenges that we never fully anticipated. Take, for instance, the role of family timekeeper. Many of us become the morning nudger-in-chief, coaxing grumpy, surly teens out of bed before the sun comes up. Mom Christina 7 knows the drill. Her 15-year-old son Isaac's first alarm goes off at 6:05 a.m. And when he sleeps right through this alarm, Christina starts the nudging.
Hey, Isaac, you up?
Christina scrambles to get the coffee going and make a quick breakfast. And she's also tried to wake up her other teenager, 16-year-old Lily.
I hear footsteps, so I think one of them's up.
It's Isaac.
It's 6:14 and really dark.
Inside Lily's room, the lights are on, but she's groggy.
Lily! Yeah, you gotta get up.
School starts at 7:17 each morning, and they need to be out the door for the bus by 6:35.
I wish I didn't have to be awake right now. 6:22.
She barely has time to wash her face and brush her teeth as she grabs a big to-go cup of black tea. She says, why can't school start later?
Yeah, I think even just an hour.
Lily 7 is not alone. Our poll found that about half of parents of high school students report a start time before 8 a.m., and almost 1 in 5 families report school starting even earlier, before 7:30. And according to Lily, this just makes life hard.
I can't really function until the sun goes down, I feel like, with homework and all that stuff, and then that carries over till like at least 11.
Or midnight. Sometimes it's 1 or 2. So like many high schoolers, she's not getting anywhere close to the 8 or 9 hours of sleep she needs. Judith Owens of Children's National Medical Center knows this problem all too well.
I'm not at all surprised. That's a very common scenario.
And there's good reason. Owens says beginning in puberty, the biological clock starts to shift, making it harder for teens to fall asleep at what parents consider to be a reasonable time.
Adolescents are basically programmed to fall asleep at about 11 p.m. or later.
So waking teens for school at 6 a.m., Owens says it makes no sense.
We actually are asking them to be awake and alert at the time in their 24-hour clock when their alertness level is at its very lowest.
So what to do? Well, lots of families, including Lily and Isaac Sevens, are getting involved in campaigns to change school start times. One petition promotes legislation that would prevent public schools from starting before 8 a.m. It has thousands of signatures from people in all 50 states. Owen says there would likely be multiple benefits from starting school later. Take, for instance, teenage car crashes.
Drowsy driving is a huge concern.
She points to one school district in Kentucky, where the high school start time was changed to begin 1 hour later in the morning.
And they found after the change, the percentage of students involved in drowsy driving crashes went down by 16%.
Compared to previous years. Owen says teens who sleep in a bit later might be less grumpy and more alert in school. She also points to another potential benefit. A National Sleep Foundation poll found adolescents who got the least sleep were more likely to struggle emotionally. They reported
more symptoms of depression, more negative emotions, more hopelessness about the future.
And now, after years of debate over all the obstacles to changing school start times, from disruptions in bus schedules to after-school care and sports practices, advocates say momentum for change is starting to build. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.